College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1, with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 1. Can you come to the concert with me this weekend, or do you have to prepare for exams?
I still have a lot to do, but maybe a break would do me good.
What will the man probably do? Question 2. What does the paper say about the horrible incident that happened this morning on flight 870 to Hong Kong?
It ended with the arrest of the 3 hijackers. They had forced the plane to fly to Japan, but all the passengers and crew members landed safely.
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1, with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short
College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.
Question 6. There were only 20 students at last night's meeting, so nothing could be voted on.
That's too bad. They'll have to turn up in greater numbers if they want a voice on campus issues.
What does the man mean?
Question 7. I try to watch TV as little as possible, but it's so hard.
I didn't watch TV at all before I retired, but now I can hardly tear myself away from it.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 8. I'm having a problem registering for the classes I want.
That's too bad, but I'm pretty sure you'll be able to work everything out before the semester starts.
What does the man mean? College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only.
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short
College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only.
Handle.
I'm not that hopeful. But yes, I think we should go ahead with a feasibility study.
Marvelous, Jack. I was hoping you'd be on my side. Questions 9 to 12 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9. What does the woman intend to do? Question 10. Why does the man think it's safe to focus on the home market? Question 11. What is the man's concern about selling bikes abroad? Question 12. What do the speakers agree to do? Conversation 2. What does the term alternative energy source mean?
When we think of energy or fuel for our homes and cars, we think of petroleum, a fossil fuel processed from oil removed from the ground, of which there is a limited supply. But alternative fuels can be many things. Wind, sun, and water can all be used to create fuel.
Is the threat of running out of petroleum real?
It has taken thousands of years to create the natural stores of petroleum we have now. We are using what is available at a much faster rate than it is being produced over time. The real controversy surrounding the amounts of petroleum we have is how much we need to keep in reserve for future use. Most experts agree that by around 2025, the amount of petroleum we use will reach a peak, then production...
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only.
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6
15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 13. What do we usually refer to when we talk about energy according to the man? Question 14. What do most experts agree on according to the man? Question 15. What does the man think we should do now?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Karen Smith is a buyer for a department store in New York. Department store buyers purchase the goods that their stores sell. They not only have to know what is fashionable at the moment, but also have to guess what will become fashionable next season or next year. Most buyers work for just one department in a store, but the goods that Karen finds may be displayed and sold in several different sections of the store. Her job involves...
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear eight short...
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension. College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear eight short conversations and two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1, with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the eight short conversations. Karen begins to plan another.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What is said to make a good department store buyer? Question 17. What does Karen's job involve? Question 18. Why does Karen think she has got the best job? Passage 2. Mark felt that it was time for him to take part in his community, so he went to the neighborhood meeting after work. The area's city councilwoman was leading a discussion about how the quality of life was on the decline. The neighborhood faced many problems. Mark looked at the charts taped to the walls. There were charts for parking problems, crime, and for problems in vacant buildings. Mark read from the charts, "Police patrols cut back. Illegal parking up 20%. People were supposed to suggest solutions to the councilwoman. It was too much for Mark. The problems are too big, he thought. He turned to the man next to him and said, "I think this is a waste of my time. Nothing I could do would make a difference here." As he neared the bus stop on his way home, Mark saw a woman carrying a grocery bag and a baby. As Mark got closer, her other child, a little boy, suddenly darted into the street. The woman tried to reach for him, but as she moved, her bag shifted and groceries started to fall out. Mark ran to take the boy's arm and led him back to his mother. "You gotta stay with Mom," he said. Then he picked up the stray groceries while the woman smiled in relief. "Thanks," she said. "You've got great timing." "Just being neighborly," Mark said. As he rode home, he glanced at the poster, College English Test, Band 6. Part 2, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only.
College English Test, Band 6. Part 2, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short
College English Test, Band 6. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. College English Test, Band 6. College English Test, Band 6.
Question 21. What did Mark think of the community's problems? Question 22. Why did Mark smile on his ride home? Passage 3. And if stress in childhood can lead to heart disease, what about current stressors? Longer work hours, threats of layoffs, collapsing pension funds. A study last year in The Lancet examined more than 11,000 heart attack sufferers from 52 countries. It found that in the year before their heart attacks, patients had been under significantly more strains than some 13,000 healthy control subjects. Those strains came from work, family, financial troubles, depression, and other causes. Each of these factors individually was associated with increased risk, says Dr. Salim Youssef, professor of medicine at Canada's McMaster University and senior investigator on the study. Together, they accounted for 30% of overall heart attack risk. But people respond differently to high-pressure work situations. Whether it produces heart problems seems to depend on whether you have a sense of control over life or live at the mercy of circumstances and superiors. That was the experience of John O'Connell, a Rockford, Illinois laboratory manager who suffered his first heart attack in 1996 at the age of 56. In the 2 years before, his mother and 2 of his children had suffered serious illnesses.
College English Test, Band 6. Part 2, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short
College English Test, Band 6. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. College English Test, Band 6. College English Test, Band 6. College English Test, Band 6. Part 2, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1, with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Had a second heart attack. Section C, Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks with the exact words you have just heard. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
When most people think of the word education, They think of a pupil as a sort of animate sausage casing. Into this empty casing, the teachers are supposed to stuff education. But genuine education, as Socrates knew more than 2,000 years ago, is not inserting the stuffings of information into a person, but rather eliciting knowledge from him. It is the drawing out of what is in the mind. The most important part of education, once wrote William Ernest Hocking, the distinguished Harvard philosopher, is this instruction of a man in what he has inside of him. And as Edith Hamilton has reminded us, Socrates never said, "I know, learn from me." He said rather, "Look into your own selves and find the spark of truth that God has put into every heart, and that only you can kindle to a flame." In a dialogue, Socrates takes an ignorant slave boy without a day of schooling and proves to the amazed observers that the boy really knows geometry, because the principles of geometry are already in his mind, waiting to be called out. So many of the discussions and controversies about the content of education are useless and inconclusive, because they are concerned with what should go into the student rather than with what should be taken out and how this can best be done. The college student who once said to me after a lecture, "I spend so much time studying that I don't have a chance to learn anything," was clearly expressing his dissatisfaction.
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only.
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 Hamilton has reminded us, Socrates never said, "I know, learn from me." He said rather, "Look into your own selves and find the spark of truth that God has put into every heart and that only you can kindle to a flame." In a dialogue, Socrates takes an ignorant slave boy without a day of schooling and proves to the amazed observers that the boy really knows geometry, because the principles of geometry are already in his mind, waiting to be called out. So many of the discussions and controversies about the content of education are useless and inconclusive, because they are concerned with what should go into the student rather than with what should be taken out and how this can best be done. The college student who once said to me after a lecture, "I spend so much time studying that I don't have a chance to learn anything," was clearly expressing his dissatisfaction with the sausage-casing view of education.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. When most people think of the word education, they think of a pupil as a sort of animate sausage casing. Into this empty casing, the teachers are supposed to stuff education. But genuine education, as Socrates knew more than 2,000 years ago, is not inserting the stuffings of information into a person, but rather eliciting knowledge from him. It is the drawing out of what is in the mind. The most important part of education, once wrote William Ernest Hocking, the distinguished Harvard philosopher, is this instruction of a man in what he has inside of him. And as Edith Hamilton has reminded us, Socrates never said, "I know, learn from me." He said rather, "Look into your..."
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short...
College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 College English Test Band 6 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1, with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.